This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Alex Nieto was a young Latino man from San Francisco. On the night of March 21, 2014, four San Francisco police officers shot at Nieto up to 59 times in Bernal Heights Park. All four officers were later acquitted of all charges. All too often in the aftermath of a tragedy like this, community members and loved ones are only left with negative feelings, sorrow, hopelessness. But since Alex Nieto's death, memorials created in his honor have provided comfort to Bay Area Latino communities as lasting symbols of life, joy, resistance, and hope. KALW's Josiah Luis Alderete has more.
It's one of those days here in San Francisco where it's foggy in the whole city, but here in La Misión, the sun is shining bright. It's Sábado, Saturday, May 27th, the first day of Carnival, a gigante two-day celebration of Latino and Latina cultura. Tomorrow, the big parade will make its rhythmic way down Mission Street with its gigante colorful floats, squads of whirling capoeira and glittering samba dancers, and mobs of drummers. Thousands of people from all over the Bay Area will come to watch and dance and generally have themselves a funky good time. But that's tomorrow, and I'm here today, walking down South Van Ness Boulevard. The food booths are the first sign I see that Carnival has begun. Everything from tacos in baskets, kettle corn in bags, and elotes on a stick. It's still early, so the newer residents of La Misión, the techies, haven't come out yet. The folks who are walking out alongside me are the older residents of the neighborhood. Familias from Mexico and from Guatemala pass by each other smiling, speaking Spanish and Maya. On the next block, Latino hermanos and hermanas are selling items of Chicano pride, hoodies with pictures of Geronimo on them with the phrase original homeland security, oversized t-shirts with Pancho Villa and Emiliano Zapata's face on them. It's around these images of rebellion and resistance I find the man I'm looking for. Benjamin Baxierra. I hear him before I see him.
Orale, how are you doing, brother? Very nice. Enjoy your family right here, bro.
Benjamin Baxierra was one of Alex's homeboys. In the years before Alex was killed, he and Ben used to set up this booth together, standing pretty much here at the same spot, reaching out to the young members of the community in La Misión as they walked by. Now, Ben sets up the booth every year with his familia to honor Alex, and to make sure that people don't forget what happened to his homeboy.
You already know what we're doing out here, right?
Yeah, we get that. I got that.
Ben's been one of the most formidable voices in a community movement to erect a memorial to Alex Nieto in Bernal Heights Park. The memorial itself is a Mesoamerican-inspired shape, a large carved round stone embedded in the ground with a raised platform in the middle where an image of Alex's face is surrounded with different kinds of flores. Behind the image of his face, there are colores symbolizing the four sacred directions. I've seen Ben at numerous community events and meetings, often standing side by side with Alex's mama and papa, informing people about the progress of the project. We step into the Mission Recreation Center for a few momentos to get away from the street noise of Carnival so that Ben can tell me more about the memorial.
We're hoping that by the end of summer, we'll have enough funds to go ahead and break ground, because the memorial will guarantee that Alex Nieto and that case will not be forgotten.
You can hear the enthusiasm in Ben's voice when he starts talking about what will eventually be built for Alex and how it will connect his homeboy to the neighborhood where he grew up.
We have it right now designed so that you will be able to see the memorial from the mission, from 24th all the way up to Cesar Chavez. If you look up on the hill, you'll be able to say, hey, there goes the Alex Nieto Memorial.
You know, most memorials that I've seen are gray concrete markers or mowed patches of lawn where members of the community go to quietly contemplate a loved one's passing. But the memorial Ben Baxierra is describing not only has distinct shapes and colores, projecting something besides the sorrow and seriousness that you normally feel when you visit a memorial.
People are going to come up there. They'll have field trips up there. You know, they'll write thousands of educational essays. People will get married up there. People will go drink up there. They'll have barbecues up there, right? And so it will be a space for us of liberation and love, because that's going to be a place of peace. It's going to be a place of inspiration.
We head back outside, and Ben catches the eye of another passerby and goes off to engage her.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mucho gusto. Has oído de Alex, ¿sí?
He gently grabs the arm of an older Latina woman, and within a few seconds, Ben has her full attention. You can see the interest and concern in the woman's eyes as Ben tells her about Alex.
Él no hizo nada. Lo mataron. Lo hicimos la prueba en el...
What was it about Alex that touched so many gente in our communities? Here's what longtime Mission resident Paul Flores thinks.
Ben Baxierra always called him kind of like a homeboy intellectual, you know, like he struggled with that identity, you know, half of one foot in the hood, the other half in a book, you know. And I feel like, you know, that's what we need to have, those types of folks who are willing, who can, you know, talk street, but also can talk, you know, history and ideas. And he was that type of dude, you know. He was going to school. He was working. He was supporting his immigrant parents.
Paul is a poet and a playwright. Like many local writers, he was so struck by Alex's story that he turned to his art to help him cope with what happened.
I didn't know Alex personally, but his community was my community.
He wrote a play about Alex Nieto called On the Hill, which premiered in La Misión last December at the Brava Theater on 24th Street. It featured music of the local youth organization Loco Bloco.
I'm not who you think I am. I'm not that Latino kid looking to cause trouble. I'm actually here eating my burrito.
Paul's play is in part a reenactment of the night that Alex Nieto was killed, and he uses young brothers and sisters from the neighborhood in the cast. This play is a memorial that Paul has created for Alex. Just like the one that will eventually be built up in Bernal Heights, it's not a somber recollection or a quiet place to sit and hold inside the injusticia of what happened. This is a vibrant tribute that takes the senseless and violent thing that happened to Alex and leaves us with something made up of youth, colors, music, and hope. A few weeks after Alex was killed, this simple black and white line drawing began to appear wheat pasted on the walls of La Misión and across the bay in Oakland. The image is of Alex's face with a goatee and an SF Giants cap on, staring straight ahead. The caption below says, "Justice for Alex Nieto." For many people here in the Bay Area, it's this image they associate with Alex. The person responsible is Chicano artist Ori Original, who lives and works in the Fruitvale.
I started a project in 2014 called Justice for Our Lives, and it's a portrait series of people that have been killed by police.
Ori's image of Alex, just like Paul's play, is undeniably a memorial, but it's a memorial that stares back at us from death, emanating a palpable sense of life. That memorial that Ori created of Alex's face has been held up high in rallies against police brutality in places like Arizona and East LA.
They're definitely memorials, a type of memorial that's not like necessarily placed in a single spot, and that's how it lives. It's actually more like a memorial that lives pretty much everywhere.
I personally saw this last year. At the San Francisco parade that went down Market Street on May 1st, the traditional workers' holiday known here as Un Día Sin Inmigrantes, I saw that image of Alex that Ori created staring back at me defiantly so many times. There, and in so many other marches, that image of Alex has been held up alongside banners that read, "Aquí estamos y no nos vamos," "We're here and we're not leaving." His face has stared down the people booing us as we march to protest the waves of gentrification that have displaced us from our own neighborhoods. Back at Carnival, at the Amor for Alex Nieto booth, I'm talking with Alex's mama.
Bueno, yo pienso que es muy importante para recordar y para darle saber a toda la comunidad que se hizo una injusticia con mi hijo.
She wants what any good mama would want for her hijo. She wants people to remember and for the community not to forget that there was an injustice done here. These memorials that have been created have made it certain that we will not forget Alex, that the community will remember what was done to him. But in the creation of these memorials, we have also touched upon an aspect that has always been a deep part of Latino culture. The power that we have as a community of taking the pain that La Vida gives us and creating something beautiful from that. Those lágrimas that we shed end up watering the tierra that sustains us. In every image I see of Alex, whether it's his face up on a new mural on 24th Street or one of Ori's prints, I see vida, I don't see death. In every song where his name is spoken, I hear vida, I don't hear death. When I think about that memorial finally being built up there in Bernal Heights Park, I think about how it will become a permanent part of the view from La Misión and how people will see that memorial and talk about Alex Nieto and how those discussions about the injusticia of what happened might just light a fire under someone. Looking at it this way, Alex's memorials are actually reaching out to people, engaging people, just like he used to, working that table in La Misión on Carnival. For Cross Currents, yo soy Josiah Luis Alderete.